When you think of model trains, do you think old dusty relics? Then you haven't seen Oregon's biggest club, where train lovers of all stripes have created an enormous replica of Portland and the Columbia Gorge. OPB's Aaron Scott has this story.
If you've ever driven down North Vancouver Avenue in Portland, you might have noticed a building that looks strangely like a train depot. It stands out because there are no train tracks to be seen, at least not unless you get one of its members to invite you inside. The Columbia Gorge Model Railroad Club is the biggest model railroad in the Northwest. Since 1947, its members have built an enormous replica of Portland and the Gorge. Thousands of feet of tiny train tracks circle through mountains and valleys, cross over bridges, and pass meticulous recreations of everything from Union Station to Crown Point to Hood River. Isaac Harpole Jr. is the club's chairman.
There's no way in the world I could build something like this at my house. Couldn't afford it. So you join up with everybody else, and we come down here and just have a blast.
Go to it. Have fun.
The club has around 150 members who meet weekly. Some just want to run trains. Others are more interested in creating the intricate scenery. Members make most of the towns and landscape themselves, working off photos or, in the case of iconic buildings like Union Station, the actual architectural plans.
There we go.
For Cynthia Leonard, no detail is too small.
This is a new animation that we put in this year.
She shows off a circle of plastic chickens the size of rice grains, all bobbing up and down.
It's a little magnet that goes around and makes them peck. There's something about recreating the world in a very small sort of way. It makes it very manageable.
Do you ever have fantasies of King Kong or Godzilla?
Yeah, everybody, that's the one thing that we're always talking about is like walking across like King Kong and, Godzilla actually, and doing the whole Tokyo bit.
Like Godzilla, trains are captivating in part because of their size and power. The goal of the club feels like a paradox then, to replicate that same sense of awe on the smallest of scales. They do it through an intricate web of technology and imagination. New upgrades mean each train can be controlled remotely, and they pass through small scenes with little surprises. A drive-in theater that screens real movies, a Boy Scout troop that stumbles across a dinosaur, or, of course, Bigfoot lurking by Multnomah Falls. Members are even using Google Earth and 3D printing to make more realistic replicas of things like the Maryhill Stonehenge. Leonard says this perpetual innovation draws in new members.
The stereotype is old, retired white guys, and there's quite a bit of truth to that, but the hobby is expanding.
There we go.
13-year-old Damarian Brown is reconnecting a web of wires under the model when Harpole Jr., his grandfather, comes to check on his progress.
I have to go over to the power room where we turn on the layout, flip a switch that turns on all the building lights, and then in Hood River, all these lights should light up.
We'll check it out.
They head back up to the Hood River portion of the model.
Okay, which ones did you do?
I did basically this whole street right here, all the houses. The church is lit up right now.
Oh, yeah.
The drugstore is lit up.
That looks good. Good job.
Harpole Jr.'s father originally brought him to the club as a kid. Now he's done the same with his grandson, who is one of several teens.
That way we constantly have younger members coming up through the system, learning how to do things, so that comes their time, they get to take over as we move on off into the sunset. Back to the caboose and down the track, you know?
The club welcomes these train conductors-to-be and train lovers of all ages to its open houses. The next one is February 23rd and 24th. In Portland, I'm Aaron Scott.